KEXKCZ, KEXKCZ Mobile. Just a heads up, anybody going south on I-75, there is an accident on Corona Road. I'm about a mile north of there on 75, and we are at a standstill. So if you need to go south, I would advise going around. KEXKCZ clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
KBRB. KBRB.
Yep, I've been listening to it on the scanner. The fire department's got the highway shut down. Sound like they got some accidents out there.
Roger that. I'm on 75 going south right now, about a mile north of Corona Road, and we're at a standstill right now. Well, we're just kind of creeping along now. KEXKCZ.
Yep, name here is Mike. Hopefully they'll get you going here pretty soon. Sounds like, I don't know how many crashes they got, but cleaning up debris and trying to get the highway back open. Going to have a nice drive once you get through there. We got the sun coming up. Supposed to be in the 60s today. That'll be a lot better than yesterday. These up and down 30 one day, 20 another day, 70 another day. Be nice when it levels off a little bit.
Hi, Roger that. Mike, name here is Matt. I live in Clio. Nice to make your acquaintance. And yeah, we're starting to creep along a little bit here. And Roger that on the temperature roller coaster. It's been something else. It was a nice and sunny Sunday, and then it started snowing. Couldn't believe it. And yep, looks like it'll be mellowing out pretty soon, though. Looking forward to spring. So enjoy your day, Mike. We'll catch you later. KEXKCZ.
All right, have a great day. 7-3. KB8RVP, Mike here in Fenton.
Well, last few years I've gone through a number of DMR radios, analog radios, system fusion radios, and I kind of narrowed it down just to the HTs because now that I'm retired, I just kind of don't do the driving like I used to, but I'm finding that I really miss the mobile because hanging on to an HT with a, coax adapter is that I picked up for this radio, is just a little annoying. The coil's cord bad enough, but I've been kind of thinking I want to get a, like I said, a mobile radio again so I can take it back and forth when I want and I do travel. So I've been kind of looking at the Anytone 578s also, because I picked up Anytone 878. And I've been kind of one of those that, are any tones that good? Everybody's got one. But then again, then I bought this cheap 32. I mean, it works. But then I bought the 878, and I really like that radio. So now I'm looking at the 578 because programming's somewhat similar. So I can just export some channel spreadsheets like I usually build to program via by or whatever you want to say. It's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Anyway, that's what I've been doing here this morning is sitting here going through, looking at the software for the 578 and playing around. So, anyway, with that, over to you, Tom, and 810C.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO Richmond. I think that's Kerry out there. Kerry, I think you might have slipped over to VHF. Is that possible?
I hate when that happens. W8RCY noticed it as well. And this is why I don't use scan features on any of my radios, so that I don't make that particular mistake. NACAM. How are you doing today, Dodd? Did somebody call back for me? I had the volume turned down. My bad. This is W8RCY. Yeah, I did. It was me, Cliff, NACAF. I was just commenting that accidentally switching frequencies is the main reason I don't let my radio do scanning. Radios scan at all or anything like that, so that that doesn't happen to me. And Al says, how are you doing today?
Good morning, and thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm doing good. Allergies are bothering me really bad. My eyes are, like, looking out to the back of my head. I've been rubbing them so hard. And but other than that, I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to some nice weather and hopefully some dry weather in the next few days. I'm tired of this rain. I'm tired of the cold, tired of the dampness. And it gets dry, and I start sneezing like a fool. But other than that, I'm doing good. I have this one Wooksan, they call it, Sean calls it the Wooksan Wooksoff radio, and the UV9EXSHTF radio. And it's the only radio I have that's VHF. Everything else I own is all UHF based.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing all right. Sorry about the allergies. Mine used to be really bad when I was younger, but as I've gotten older, they seem to have faded. And, the radio you're using sounds just fine to me.
Did my last go through?
Apparently not. I didn't hear anything for a few seconds, and then you asked if your last went through.
Yeah, I just basically said I have a Wolfson radio that's 70 and 2 meter and it's my only radio that I have that has VHF on it, and it's sitting here off to the side of my other radios, and all of a sudden I'm listening to the conversation going on over on the other side, and then the next thing I know, here he's over on this, and it's like, what the heck happened?
Yeah, fair bet is he's got it set towards scans, and he waited too long, or it took too long for him to get the keying up. And it just keyed up on the one it just happened to be on the scan. And basically that's the main reason I don't use scan on any of my radios whatsoever. I just there's enough of us around here, we all know each other. I hang out on the basic repeater frequencies for this area. And that way I just don't run into that issue.
This radio is a dual bander, and if I'm and it's been unlocked, I don't care. But anyway, it's just the fact that sometimes I'll bump it and it'll jump from one side to the other, and then I'm on the wrong band, and Sean will call me out, or somebody will call me out. Don, you jump bands again. Must be on your work side. And I said, I got it. But yeah, scan features can be the root of all evil for sure. I got to get going, so I got a couple things I got to do today, and I got to call my sister. It's her 77th birthday today, so I got to wish her a happy birthday and all that stuff. So good hearing from you, and we'll catch up somehow, some way. If not, I'll be at the breakfast in June. Yeah, that would be the June breakfast out there, because I do like that place. Is a really, really nice place for sure. 73 W8RCY.
Alrighty, Dan. Be safe out there. You can tell your sister I said happy birthday as well. And I hope the rest of your day is as good as I hope mine is going to be. With that, I'll also say 73 to you and go back to monitoring. This is NACAM, clear and monitoring.
This is NACAM, sorry about the interruption and the oops, but anyway, wanted to apologize. And the other side of that coin is I managed to lock up the other radio, so I'm on a different one. So I'll turn off that second band and use just one only on it, I guess, until I figure out what happened. So again, my apologies, and 8ZC clear.
N8ZC, N8WRO, Richmond. Yeah, it looks interesting. Looking at the dashboard, so there's two Durand repeaters, right? One VHF, one UHF. But the tail end of Don and Cliff's conversation, Cliff started coming over VHF again. This is really weird we had something like this happen. But in any event, I got your last, no worries. It happens. I think with the two Durands, one VHF, one UHF, that's interesting. So NAWRO, over to you, Kerry.
Well, I mean, just before I started transiting, I had Durand 2 meter on the A side, and I've been using the B side with the 70 centimeters, and it's like, okay, I waited, and when you come back, I'm like, why am I on that one? What the heck's going on here? So, oh well. I guess doo-doo happens. And I hate it when it happens to me, so. But, yeah, well, I'm not terribly thrilled with that other HT, so I'm close enough to Durand where, you know, hopefully I'm making it on this radio because I think it's a little less power, but nonetheless, hooked it up to the outside antenna and I usually can make it with no problem because it's not that far away from me, and of course the statewide one Bancroft link is, I don't know, maybe 2 miles, maybe a little more from me as a crow flies. So I can sit here in at my desk in the house with a rubber duck and hit it, so, and carry on a conversation. So, but yeah, I guess I'll have to take a look at the, what do they call that, the MI1 for UHF? Look at the dashboard, whatever they call it there on that one. Pay attention to that as well. So I appreciate it nonetheless. Hey, Zitzy.
Yeah, no worries. It happens to us every now and then, something that unique like that. So, yeah, that one came in real good on VHF Durand. And, of course, I'm talking back to you on Mount Clemens. We're connected. And, yeah, I know that's where I normally hear you is over on Statewide 1. So, yeah, it all seems to be okay right now from your side, so. Yeah, appreciate it. I'll let you go now. I'll probably be out later today listening. November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, Macomb County. I'll be listening out for your final, sir.
All right. Thank you, and appreciate the input. You have a great day, and we'll catch you later. N8ZC, and I'll be clear for now because I think I need that other cup of coffee. N8ZC clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
OOE mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
CFAFTS monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8RVP. KB8RVP to AMCG.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE, are you out there? KFAQS, monitoring.
KB8OOE, mobile.
Sounds like you're getting close to the system. We're up here and we just left Tawa. But I'm copying you, Eric.
I'm on 69. I just passed Emily City exit heading towards the pier.
You sound pretty good. You're just about solid into the system. How am I making it in from up here at Tawa?
Yeah, I'm reading you pretty good. A little bit of static, but I can easily make out what you're saying.
We're actually down a little bit further than Tawas, where we just went through Alabaster.
That's a good long reach.
Yeah, you guys are putting together a heck of a system here, and it just keeps getting better and better. Yeah, we're here at the Singing Bridge, or the spot. We're heading out to the water right now. Right out by the big lake here, buddy, right on the bay.
Yeah, you're up there not too far away from Tracy's mom.
I had to back up the hill. Hold on, I gotta see if I've got a hot spot here. Still copy? I think I'm in a decent enough spot right now.
Yeah.
You're about 50% in that time, but you're probably down in a valley if you're where I think you're at. Sound good though when you're making it in. The audio on that little rig ain't bad.
Yeah, pretty cool with these little antennas. You talk to somebody way the heck up there.
Don't kid yourself, it's the network. They're all tied together. All these repeater systems are tied together.
I'm just cruising along here on the way home. So, KFA, GVI, monitoring.
Still here, we're just talking about the people we just parted with at the restaurant. And we're going to be heading south here in a little bit. But you sound pretty good. I mean, there's a little bit of noise on, but I mean, probably picket fencing and
dipping down in again. You're quite a ways away from that repeater still, where you're at.
Okay, I am now coming up to the Lapeer S-24 exit.
Oh yeah, you're making it in pretty good. How did you try that bigger antenna yet? Did you play around with that at all?
No, I haven't messed with it yet.
You're doing it good enough. They're pretty good for a clone of a, you know, a Chinese clone of a Japanese antenna, right?
Yeah, pretty impressive for less than half the cost of the main brand one.
You don't want to keep parts, keep spares, any of that stuff, because you will club a tree with that antenna eventually.
Yeah, I plan on ordering a couple this week. I haven't heard back from that one that sent me the bad one yet, but I'm going to probably order a couple this week to have, and so I can replace the one that you gave me.
You'll probably never hear from them. They're Chinese suppliers. They probably have 95,000 confirmed sales.
Yep, that's what I expect, but I have a backup, so I use PayPal, so if nothing else, I'll just go to PayPal and file a claim, and PayPal will give me my money back. It was only $20, but still.
If you start doing HF stuff, you can get aftermarket TV antennas that you cut down a little bit. You can run them on 10, and then I don't know, I haven't really looked at whether or not you can get something of that style to run on like 20 or whatever when you get your general class ticket.
I'll be going home and doing a little bit of that studying for that today when I get home.
That's a hard one, the bad one. But look, that is probably the best software and testing study guide online that you're going to get much better. That really gets you on the low band. Everybody's back in the car. I'm going to let you go so we can converse back and forth. But, you're doing all right. I'm right here on the water, so I don't think I'm having a hard time at all making it across the bay.
Yeah, I'm right downtown Lapeer. The last transmission you sent was a little staticky. But, all right, I'll talk to you later. KFA, UVI.
I'm going to see if I can find a better spot. I'm hearing two repeaters at once. I might be hearing that one up north. The temperature version makes that happen. 7-3, I'll talk to you in about an hour and a half if you're still around the rig. This is TV-800E.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8, LAX Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
OE Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KV8OOE, KV8OOE, KE8GEK. There you are. Clear as a bell. How do you copy, Phil, KV8OOE?
KV8OOE, I copied you that time, KE8GEK back to you.
Just running HP?
Yes, sir. It's a bouncing 32 UV.
Yeah, I'm doing the same with a Quan Sheng clone, Zing Dalong or whatever. Anyways, I'm standing here with the... I got the big rubber duck antenna, but I'm standing here in the back room up here in Vassar.
Okay, cool. I'm standing out by the car. This rig came with two antennas. I put the longer one on. I'm assuming it's the correct one for 2 meters.
They both are. I got little stubby ducks, but they won't make it into the system. But if I use the shorter one of these, it might make it in, but I don't want to press my luck.
Yeah, well, I'll probably later try that other antenna just to see how it performs. You know, you never know. But, hey, dude, I found all the stuff. I've got that Bon Jovi rig and all the stuff. I got my magnetic mount. I got that longer 9700 antenna all put together. I got that VNA charged up. I got everything I need till tomorrow. I can put the other antenna on the truck and I found my adapter so I can hook it up to the test instrument, and once I get that tall antenna tuned up, I should be good to go.
Did you get the 7500 and the 7900? Did you get both of those antennas?
Yeah, and just for now, just talk on the truck and sit around here and chat at you. I put the longer one together. I'll tune that up first. And then I'll throw the shorter one on there and see where that is, you know, with the SWR, et cetera. And, you know, when I'm going down the road, of course, I'll run that shorter little bugger.
Now that long one, I mean, the Chinese ones are weak compared to the real diamonds, but the longer one's good for about 55, 60 miles an hour, but it'll hit a tree. It'll hit a tree a lot easier, but I had the one in the back of the car just in case, and we worked into this machine right here from Tawas. I talked to Eric over there, the other side of Armada, over by towards Port Huron into the Lapeer machine, but I was talking across the bay from Tawas.
Yeah, that's awesome. I have that doctor appointment, so... All I was able to do earlier was find all this stuff down and pile it up on the table and then head out to that chiropractor. But, yeah, now I'll get this stuff going tomorrow for sure, you know. And I figure with that long antenna, I'm going to be here a lot at home.
and I can just sit there with the dog in the other seat because he loves being in the truck, and just sit there and chat with that, you know, antenna on the truck. And then, of course, when I'm going to be going down the road so much, I'll put that short one on just so I don't destroy the long one.
Yeah, I use those when I get to my destination, that big long one. And then I'm not afraid to drive around local with it, you know. But if I get going down real squirrely stuff down trails, I fold it right down, don't even bother using it.
Yeah, I can sure understand that. And basically that's me. If I'm camped parked here, I can run that long one. Or like you said, if I'm just buzzing around town here a little bit, I'll leave it on there. But if I'm going to go any great distance, or like you said, where there could be a tree limb or something to, you know, give it a good pop and blow it up, I'll for sure either lay it down and put the short one on.
There's no gap in coverage. You get up about Indian River now, up there north of, well, there's a gap, I guess, north of West Branch, some, but between there and that. Did you see the map? Did you go to that web page and see the map of what this machine, what this link system does?
No, when I had that repeater book thing on my phone, and I also saw it on online, but online it won't let me access it for whatever the reason. But I was looking at that stuff and trying to figure this radio out. This radio is different than the other bowel things in the UV5Rs, and I couldn't figure out how to do the settings and stuff on it for a minute, you know, a good long minute. So I didn't really check out what he had sent me until after you resent it. I found it because it was just like a URL and stuff, and I didn't notice it right off because you and I send so much stuff back and forth, I didn't recognize it immediately.
You're full quieting into the system. You could probably use that short, that stubby duck where you're at and do just fine. Not the stubby, the shorter one. I got stubby ones that are only about an inch long that we use when we go inside a Walmart or something to do Simplex.
Well, I went in the house and I'm sitting in my chair right now. Can you still copy me?
There's hardly any noise. It's just really, it could be audio noise from the controller or something, but there's very, very little noise, if any. You're 100% easily. I don't know how I'm making that. I mean, you can't monitor yourself. I suppose it's good if you're online, but you got to watch it because there's a delay, a Kerchunk filter on it, and it'll echo and start sounding like Jimi Hendrix, you know.
K-B-H-O-E, K-E-H-E-K. So how about this, Mike? I put the shorter antenna on. Can you still copy me?
It must just be just a little bit of audio noise in the controller or something because you're no different. Your audio sounds exactly the same. There's no more noise. It's just a very, very faint noise in the background. That's it. There's no static. There's no nothing. Perfect. 100% copyable. You didn't sound any different. Matter of fact, you could probably throttle it back on power, truth be known.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I could copy you pretty well, too. So I'll just leave this short little bugger on here for now. Yeah, that's cool. I kind of like this little rig. It's going to take me a little bit to figure it all out, though. But, you know, I probably could trim it up and get it working a little better, sound a little better if I learn all the stuff on it, you know. It's just brand new in my hand here.
I wouldn't mess with it. Sounds great. You know, we're both using walkie-talkies from in the house. How much better can it get, you know? I mean, the system is just a monster. It's unbelievable how good they've got this thing working. And, you know, you can use it out in Lansing and up in Saginaw. And like I said, I was up in Tawas. And, I mean, I didn't even have the 7900
had the 7500 series antenna on, and it was, you know, I got a little bit of picket fencing, but when it was open to the bay, I was talking across the bay with no problems, and I'm not even sure where all the receive sites are. It's got a motor system and receive sites everywhere. And then there's one in Fenton, and then the Lapeer machine, and it's just all over the place. You look at that little picture I sent you, that's it. That's the coverage. The Straits, there's one up at the Straits. And matter of fact, I was probably hearing that one because there was a temperature inversion last night. So I kept hearing something flooding, you know, cracking my squelch. I'm not using any kind of tone on my receive. KV8OOE.
Yeah, KATK, that's awesome, man. I just sent you a picture of the little rig in my hand. I like this thing. It's a little beefier, a little bigger. Well, the Paramount bigger is beefier than the UV5R. So I kind of like having a little bigger rig. But I'm going to leave this thing in the truck probably, or if I'm running the journey, I'll leave it in the journey. But it'd be neat to have this handy and check out how well the repeaters work around town and everything, you know. Pretty bomb.
The walkie-talkies don't do all that great. Get that mag mount up there. I put the two big magnets towards the front, and that way, you know, it'll handle more of a wind load when you're flying down the highway. But you get that little 218 or 216, whatever that little rig is in there, and with that 7500, you shouldn't even really have to run you shouldn't have to run it even on high power. There's a mid-power setting on it that I usually run mine at. And then I leave Diane's on high power so she doesn't have to mess around with it.
Yeah, okay, I follow that. Yeah, I've got that all set, ready to go. So tomorrow morning, after I have my first cup of coffee, I'll run out there and toss that antenna up there. And hopefully by then have an understanding how to sweep it with that DNA. And hopefully it'll be pretty close, and I'll give you a shout later. I got everything ready to go, man. It'll be quick. Quick and easy, as long as the antenna's good.
What you'll find on the 7900 is it's going to be down towards the bottom of 440 there. It's going to be a little high. But it should be pretty good across, too, right out of the box. Even that Chinese knockoff, it's going to be pretty good right out of the box to sweep it. Check it out, and if it's not over 2-1, then we can fine-tune them later. I got to dial these in more, but I'm not really going to mess with it. I would kind of why I wanted you to come up here so we could program all this stuff. But what I'm finding out is that multi-cable don't work on that little mobile rig. It works on my, or no, it don't even work on the other one. I think I got a dud, so I'm going to buy individual programming cables. I had to use the one for my G90 to program the quad bander, and then I had to use this, it did work with, the Quan Chang, but I don't know if I messed something up, messed that FTDI chip up inside there or what I did, but it's not wanting to work on the other radios.
Okay, wow. Well, yeah, gosh, this is going to be fun, man. I wish I'd got this stuff going sooner, but this is everything going on with work, my folks, with the old lady, of every damn thing. It wasn't fun to try to locate all this stuff, but hooray! Finally, man, finally I'm on the damn air.
There's a pretty wide selection of characters on this machine, on this system. It's a pretty good place to be. There's some guys that are doing the programming and whatnot, really know their business. And a lot of these guys I've talked to for years, but I stepped away from it for a little bit anyways for VHF and UHF.
KB80, yeah, you do sound good. I'm impressed.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Mike. KEATEK. Yeah, this thing came with a hand mic, too. Maybe tomorrow after I get that other stuff going, I'll put the hand mic up and you can tell me if it sounds better or worse or whatever, you know.
I use those to keep the handheld antenna away from my head. I try not to stay on too long on 440 because when you run them on 440, especially with this little gain antenna, it's just a bob in the front of your head. It's not great for your eyeballs.
Yeah, I understand that. All right. I'll sure keep that in mind. But maybe we should get off of here and not tie this repeater up. I got stuff I can be doing, and maybe we can yak a little bit later.
Now, I'm a little wiped out anyway from all the road time today, so I think if I would have done things a little bit different with those Mated Queens, I would have got higher turnout, but I got impatient and dropped them in, and I had a couple of them bald and a couple of them flew. once they're up and gone, you're not getting them back, especially if they've been accosted by the other bees, so... first time down, I'd say we've done pretty good, and they have built comb to beat the band, and there's already calf brood in those boxes. I got to get them into two-frame boxes, so you have to check that out. That turned out really well, and I think that what I'm probably going to do is maybe pick up a few more queens.
Okay, well, good. Sounds like a plan. Glad to hear that some of them took off and are doing okay. That's good. But, all right, man, I'm going to let you go, and I'll keep the radio handy if you want to call me later, but I'll get busy and clean this mess up, feed the dog, and do all the stuff I ought to be doing. So, catch you later. KB80KEHE, take clear.
Yeah, I figured I'd give you the heads up on that on the way out. 7-3-2, I'll probably light you up in the morning or something. I'm that much butt time on the road, dude. I'm just beat. We went way out the other side of Saginaw, up and then back to Saginaw and then back here. And I worked the bees after we got back. So, 7-3, talk at you later. This is KEHEK.
All right, Mike, 7-3, KEHEK.